pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Now, we've been studying through dispensations, and our study now has taken us to dispensation number 7, and that is the tribulation. And if you've been following along, the last time we talked about peace, safety, and sudden destruction. Of course, this is going to happen just after the church is raptured out. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7 says, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way." The Holy Spirit, through the true church, letteth. And that means delays or hinders the revelation or the unveiling of the son of perdition. And that is the Antichrist. In effect, he, and that's the Holy Spirit, will be taken out of the way when all those he indwells and guides are caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Of course, and since the Holy Spirit is omnipotent, omnipresent, and we look at him and we see God. He is God. God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. And he's also all-powerful. He's omnipotent. Well, the Holy Spirit will still be present and working on the earth, though not through the church. Things will change. And we've looked at how that during this time of the tribulation, how that things are going to take place. It's going to get from bad to worse. And then in the middle of what we look at and the Bible refers to as the tribulation, there will be a great tribulation. Once again, it's going to get from going from bad to worse. And Jesus referred to the last 3.5 years as a time of great tribulation. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 21 says, "For then shall be great tribulation." This is Jesus speaking. He says, "Such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." The last 3.5 years will be a time of tremendous satanic activity. And Satan's man, the Antichrist, will be the earth's ruler and absolute dictator. And we saw the last time in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 2 and verse 4, how that the devil is actually going to empower this man of sin, that is the Antichrist. And the devil himself will actually be worshipped more openly than he is right now. He is being worshipped right now. He's been worshipped throughout the ages by sinful men and women, human beings who uphold the devil, who lift him up on a pedestal. And this is what the devil is. This is what I believe it makes him more willing to go forth and to send more people to hell, because there are those people who fall for his tricks. And you and I, as saved people, we're on our way to heaven. He cannot make it possible for us to go to hell, but he can ruin our testimonies. In other words, when we start living as the people of this world, that people of this world, I mean those people who are unsaved, those people who are living like the devil, when we start imitating the things of this world and the things of the people of this world who are not saved, then we are bringing dishonor and disgrace to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, during the time of tribulation, there will be people saved. I believe it's going to be harder as such because the Holy Spirit's ministry has changed. People will still be saved the same way, and that's by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The gospel will still be preached. People will be saved. Jews and Gentiles. Revelation chapter 7, verses 3 through 8, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." Now, once again, I've made mention before that you have these people running around today calling themselves Jehovah Witnesses. Well, that's not the Jehovah that I worship. I worship Jehovah God, Yahweh, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. These people who call themselves Jehovah's Witnesses, they are liars. You say, "Well, I don't think you should call people liars." Well, the Bible does. The Bible says if you come preaching any other gospel other than the true gospel, then you're doomed. You're helping other people stay away from God. You are not leading them to the true God, but you're leading them to the false Christ. And I believe this is another way that the Antichrist is going to come in. You say, "Well, will these people, the Jehovah's Witnesses, will they be going around knocking on doors during the tribulation?" I believe so. Now, you may say, "Well, would some of those be saved and go in the rapture?" It's possible. I don't know everybody's heart. I don't know anyone's heart except mine, and I've trusted Christ. But we need to be realistic. If you're worshiping any other God, quote unquote, other than the true God, Yahweh, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, if you're trying to get to heaven in any other way other than through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're not on your way to heaven. You're on your way to hell. And by the way, you don't have to do anything to go to hell. Just stay the way you are. In order to go to heaven, you must say, "Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. I've changed my mind about how to get to heaven. You're the only way, and I trust you as my Savior now. Please come into my heart and save me so I can go to heaven, so I can have eternal life." Jesus said, "To as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become, he gives them power to become the sons of God, to them who believe on him, to trust him as Lord and Savior." We keep reading in Revelation, we see that there's going to be 144,000 sealed who will actually be Jehovah Witnesses, not the way you see them today and not the way they are today, but they will be witnesses of Jehovah God, Yahweh, the true God. They will be preaching the Word of God. The Bible says there's going to be sealed 12,000 from every tribe of Israel. And we keep reading, and verse 9 of Revelation chapter 7 says, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, that stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands." There's going to be a great multitude. Some people say there's not going to be a lot of people in heaven. Well, I got news for you. God is more powerful than the devil. And this tells me that even during the tribulation period, there will be a great multitude of people who are saved. And in Revelation 7:13, the Bible says, "And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." People will still be saved during the tribulation period. But let me caution you. When you go into the tribulation period, and that means you're not saved, you're going to enter in, it's going to be so much harder for you to understand the gospel than it is today. Now, once again, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I believe that the Word of God is going to become more scarce during the tribulation period than in any other time of history of the people of this earth. Now's the time to get saved. Today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not the next day, not next year, not during the 7-year tribulation, but right now. People need to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Well, the Bible says that God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. His long-suffering will end. He's going to say, "This is it. you would not receive me as Lord, so now, therefore, you are doomed. You're going to go to hell. Well, those who receive the mark of the beast and worship him will not be saved. Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 through 11. Once again, I said people are going to be saved, but there will be those who cannot get saved. Revelation 14, 9 through 11. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." Verse 11 says of Revelation 14, "And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." Those people in the tribulation, they will believe that the only way they're going to survive is to receive the mark of the beast. And whatever that mark is, I do not know. But they are going to be identified with the beast. They are going to be recognized as part of his group. And the most important person who's going to recognize them is God himself. And these people, according to Revelation, they will not be saved. They cannot be saved because they've aligned themselves against God and with the Antichrist. Now, we know that at the end of the tribulation period that people are going to be separated. It's called the sheep and goat judgment. The goats, that's those people who are unsaved, they will be taken away for judgment, and the sheep will be left to enter into the millennial kingdom. And that's going to be our next dispensation study as we continue on studying about dispensations. But right now, we're looking at the tribulation period. Now, if you will write this down and look at it later on, you'll understand somewhat of an outline in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, the Antichrist rises to power. We read of that in those verses. And then we see in Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, we see war. And then Revelation 5 and 6, we see famine. Revelation 6, verses 7 and 8, we see death. Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, we see the martyrs, people who give their lives for the Lord during the tribulation period. And then in Revelation 6, verses 12 through 17, we see world chaos. And then in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1, we see an introduction of the seven trumpets. Now the time is short. God has said that he would send back his son to receive his bride when it was time. And I believe the time is coming and drawing nigh. It's getting closer and closer every day. And I know you've heard that for years. I've heard it for years. But if it was close yesterday, it's even closer today. And you and I, as saved people, we need to be warning as many people as we can, not only to stay out of the tribulation, but we need to be warning them about the untold torment that's going to be in hell, in the lake of fire. We need to be helping people stay out of the lake of fire. Help them to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We can't save them, but we can tell them who can save them.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.